Welcome back. This is Tape 4, Side 2 of Windows 95, Removing the Screen. This is the final section, Section 12, on keyboard commands. What I'm going to do now is simply read down a list of keyboard commands, and I'll make any commentary that seems necessary when I get to something that might be of interest. So for starters, we have F1, which is help. That's standard through most of the programs, and that's usually equivalent to hitting Alt-H to get a pull-down help menu. Next is quit a program, which is Alt plus F4. Next is close a window, which is to say minimize, and that is Control plus F4. View the shortcut menu, which is the same as a right mouse click, which is sometimes also called the context menu. That's Shift F10. Display start menu, which is to say hit the start button. That's Control plus Escape. Switch to last window used is Alt Tab. You can also cycle through applications with Alt Tab or with Alt plus Escape. Bypass CD-ROM autoplay. And this bears some comment. When you have a Windows 95 CD-ROM, very often there's a file on the CD-ROM called Auto Start, and the CD will begin to do its thing as soon as it becomes inserted into the player. You can bypass that by holding down the Shift key as you insert it. Select First Item on Menu Bar, F10. Move through menu headings, that's left arrow and right arrow, which are the pull-downs. Open a menu is down arrow. Moving through the menus is up arrow and down arrow. Move to a menu where a particular letter is underlined, it's Alt plus that letter. For example, in most file pull-down menus, the F is underlined, so Alt F would open the file menu. Close current menu selection is Escape. Cancel current selection on menu bar is either Alt or F10. One we didn't talk about is to open the applications control menu. It's Alt spacebar, and that gives you choices such as window presentation, cascading, tiling, moving, various options. Maximize, minimize are in there usually, so you can control your windows in some respects very easily with the Alt plus spacebar. Open Documents Control Menu, that's just the Alt key. Some of these are a little redundant. Control Close Current Document Window is Control F4. Switch to the next document window, Control plus F6. Delete an item is the Delete key. In many applications, it's also Control D. Delete an item with no undelete, that would be Shift Delete. That means it will be simply deleted and not placed in the recycle bin. Move forward through dialog box options, Tab. Move backward through dialog box options, Shift Tab. Move between tabs, Control Tab. That's the file tabs that I spoke about throughout the tutorial. Open a list box, Alt down arrow. Go to the top of a list box, Home. Go to the bottom of a list box, End. Move to an item in the list box starting with any letter, hit that letter. Select or deselect items in a checkbox, spacebar. Select or deselect items in a list box, one item at a time, Shift up arrow. Also Shift down arrow. Open list, comma, look in dialog, F4. Open folder, up a level from current folder, backspace. Create a new folder, Shift F10, followed by W. Rename an item, F2. Find an item or folder, F3. Cut selected item is Control X. Copy selected item is Control C. paste copied or cut item, Control V. View an item's properties, Alt plus Enter. Select option, Alt A. Activate start menu, which we already know is Control plus Escape. Here are some Explorer commands. Refresher window is F5. Go to a named folder is Control G, and then enter the name. Undo is Control Z. Select all is Control A. Move back one level. Here again is backspace. Here's an interesting one. Arrange icons in alphabetical order. You remember the view menu where we did Alt V for view followed by D from perhaps a list of folders. Here you can do Alt V followed by I followed by N, and we'll rearrange what's presented to you in alphabetical order. To arrange the icons by size is Alt V I, Alt V followed by I followed by S. To arrange the icons by type, it's Alt V followed by I followed by T. To arrange icons by modification date, it's Alt V followed by I followed by D. Here's some printer commands. To pause the current print job is Alt F followed by A. Purge print job is Alt F followed by U. Set default printer is Alt F followed by F. Now these, by the way, are going to be when we're in a printer setup menu or a printer setup application, such as in the control panel. And that's the list of commands. In closing, I think the best advice is just to start using your computer and not to be too afraid of doing anything horribly wrong. I've given you some stern warnings about a couple of things on this tutorial, but not very much is going to do any permanent damage. Not all applications, of course, are going to talk very well. That hasn't changed because some things are purely in DOS. However, you can usually at least get some control over the application and find out what it's doing by using the pull-down menus, which are pretty standard, and just going through the different dialogues and trying things out. If you've purchased this manual or this tutorial, feel free to call with any questions. The number here at Shrink Wrap Computer Products is area code 703-620-4642. Thanks, and I hope you've enjoyed it. This is Peter Shally at Shrink Wrap Computer Products, 11706 Saddle Crescent Circle, Oakton, Virginia, 22124, saying bye for now. This tutorial is copyright 1997 by Shrink Wrap Computer Products.